Well, what I think I do is help people who know that they need to improve their establishments. I'm invited in. There is no subterfuge at all. They ask me to come here, stay overnight, and comment on how they can either get their room occupancy up or be more profitable or tackle their bad reviews, any of a number of issues that they have. I love doing it. It means that I crisscross the country and I get to see a lot of different establishments and deal with a lot of quite difficult people.
It can prove quite interesting at times, can't it?
It's very often interesting. I think one of the things I find most enjoyable is that it's very rare that the problems are exactly the same in one establishment and another. So I have a range of challenges, and mainly they are to do with convincing the owners to listen to my advice.
How difficult can that be at times?
It can be incredibly difficult. No one likes criticism, even if they've invited it. And so I understand that. I understand that owners, especially of small hotels, of any small business, really, it becomes too personal. They can't detach themselves at all from the situation. And so that every word of criticism is like an arrow in their heart, and it's very hard for them to swallow.
Well, at the end of the day, it does work out for the better, and you wouldn't have any people really fail on your advice. It's very good.
Yes, it does usually work out for the better. And certainly, when clients do listen to me, I prefer it, and the results are better. Obviously, it's easier for me not to have to fight at every turn. And it's better for them because we have a very short time together. And the quicker that they come round to my way of thinking, and the quicker they're prepared to give my ideas a go, then the more likely is it we'll be successful.
Alex Polizzi, thank you very much for joining us on Suzy Radio 103.4.
Thank you.